thoughts on the team that you've seen four times this week?
It's a really important game for us, especially after not getting the win last game. We never want to lose two in a row at any time in the season, especially not now. And we flew them a bunch of times already, and they've had a little bit of success against us. So, but at the same time, we've played good games against them where they could have gone either way, and their goalie played really well the last time we were in there. So we're looking to come back and play the exact same game that we played last time we were in there, and hopefully we'll have a different result.
You've said you want to play as many games as you can. How important is it to get back into the net after last game?
It's huge. I'm looking forward to my next start. I felt good today in practice, and last game is completely behind me now, and you just need to move forward, and I just want to help the team win games, so hopefully I'll get back in there soon and be able to do that.
You couldn't put an explanation to this, but looking after both the two other times you've been pulled, you've been able to put stretches of game points in eight straight games on both. Is there a key to that, or is it just, like you said, putting it behind you?
It's just putting it behind you and just trying to move forward, and like I said, I completely forgot about last game. I went over the game tape, little things I need to make a difference, and from there, you just move on, and just have to get back to the basics and just keep working hard.
Dustin Byfuglien can't play. What do you miss about him, having him in front of you on the blue line?
He's a huge piece of our team. He really calms the game back there. But like we've done other times when we've been missing key players, we just need everyone to step up and not try and play outside their game. We have a good system in place, and if everyone plays within our system and keeps it simple, then we should be able to grind out some points on this road trip, and that's all we need.
You see him go down, you see Stewart in practice. You're starting to think maybe the defense corps is cursed this year?
We've had a couple injury problems on the defense side of things, but at the same time, we've been able to overcome that adversity. So, we're just facing a little bit more now, and hopefully we can overcome it again.
When you see this number of injuries, every team goes through it, but this is a rare number, and you see what, like, Columbus has had more, and their season is off the rails. Yep. What does it say about this team that when you do go through this adversity and you still have a playoff position?
It's huge. It says a lot about the guys we have in this room and the system we have in place. Everyone's bought into it. Everyone keeps it simple, and earlier in the year when we had all those defensemen go down, no one tried to do too much. No one tried to play outside their role. Everyone just kept it simple, and we didn't win too many games by outscoring other teams by a lot of goals. We kept it simple and grinded out 2-1, 3-1 wins, and that's what we have to do again, is just keep it simple and play within our system and have everyone contribute as much as they can.
And Junior, last year you played a ton of games. This year getting an opportunity from time to time to run with it. What's the biggest challenge to being consistent at the NHL level?
It's just making sure that you're prepared every single night. You have one night where you're not feeling too well, and it's pretty easy for the other team to put some pucks by you. So it's just all about taking care of your body, making sure that you keep on top of things, trying to keep yourself feeling as good as possible, and just trying to keep with the basics, watching the puck. When you get tired, it's easy to only watch the puck halfway in and then hope you have it the rest of the way. It really takes a lot to bear down and watch the puck for the full 60 minutes.
Are there tricks?